Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, y'all say you can't do this, you can't dress, and you can't do certain things. You don't matter how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're just so happy you could join us today. I am Sister Evangelist Kathy Montgomery, Kingdom of God Ministries, presenting the voice of the evangelist. And some of you have probably been following my little blogs or whatever, but God has given me this platform to reach out to those. And I know when I was recently released from my job, I said, well, Lord, what do I do now? He said, well, you can work for me. And my job is to go into the vineyard and work. And whatsoever is right, I will pay you. So God calls us in various areas of our lives, but he don't want you sitting idly by. And so that's why he called me to do what I'm doing. So, amen. He provided the platform, and I got the vocal cords, and I'm going to blast and sound the alarm. Amen. Today, we will be just discussing, and I want to give out our call-in number for those of you who would like to call in. And like I said, we are an open forum here, so if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call us. Our call-in number is 646-668-6000. 8633. And be sure to join us tomorrow. We will be discussing the topic of sex trafficking. And we know that there is a lot of that going on in our nation, in our world. Young girls are being sold into sex slavery. So we would ask that you join in, and if you know someone who have been a victim of sex trafficking, have them to listen in. We will have this powerful woman of God, Sister Charlene Ray, and she will be just presenting. She gets right there in the, she get her hands in the muck and the mire. She pulled the girls back from the clutches of the enemy. Prayer warrior, love God, she will be our guest speaker on tomorrow. Today we are just coming out of the scriptures. God gave me a scripture on James. I will be coming out of the first chapter and reading from the second through the eighth verse. But before we do, I just wanted to play a praise worship song. Let's set the atmosphere. So when we do enter into the praise, the prayer part of the program, we will have the atmosphere saturated with the glory of God. Amen. So just listen. Here's a song I wanted to play for you. victorious. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We are victorious. I don't care what it looks like right now. We are victorious. Say that to yourself. You may be going through a situation right now. And God said, you are victorious. And I want you to confess that to yourself. Number one, sometimes we're our worst enemy because we beat ourselves up so bad that we can't hear what God is saying or speaking life into our spirit because we're condemning ourselves. It's not your fault. Today, I like to call it Relationship Wednesday. But it's not your fault if he or she walked out on you. You did all you could do, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody is going through some deep depression. But you did all you could do to hold that relationship together. And God is saying today, release it. Release it. Know that I am God, and I can restore everything that the cankerworm has stolen. God is a God of restoration. God is a God of healing. God is a God of miracles. I wouldn't be sitting here on this in this studio today if I didn't believe that my God is a God of miracles. He continually working miracles. He worked a miracle in my life. He can work a miracle in your life. But you got to give it over to him. You got to release it. Say, confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. There's some inner deep hurt, and God want to heal you on today. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That is why I played that introductory song, because I wanted to get in your spirit that God hears your prayer. God has not forsaken you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. So our holy scriptures today, we're coming out of the first chapter of James. And I want to read this to you just for encouragement, because like I said, there's someone right now listening to my voice. You're going through some deep trials and look like you've been under the fire for a long time. But I just want to bring this word of encouragement for you. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, a wave of the sea. He said, let him act in faith. Let me go back. With no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Did you hear what I said? Now, before we go into prayer, I wanted to bring this out because he said, but let him ask in faith. So whatever you believe in God on today, he said, ask in faith with no doubting. So when we take our prayer request to the Lord, we have to take it there and believe that he will do what we ask. He said, no doubting, for he who doubts, look at that, is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. That means one minute you're in complete faith. The next minute when the trials get heated up a little bit, you give up on God. I wanted to read out of Webster what wavery-minded means, because I want to make it plain. Because, you know, we pray, and sometimes we say, Lord, I've been praying for a long time. What is going on? Why my situation hasn't changed? See, God is a man, he cannot lie. So he said, if you ask him, he'll do it. But you can't ask in doubt. You got to act in faith. And what he said, wavery mind, the word waver mean to be hesitant between two possibilities, to become unsteady, to fluctuate or vary, to move back and forth or one way or another. You see what I'm saying? So one minute you trust in God, and then when a situation or some kind of trial come in your life, you back to where you were. Oh, Lord, I don't know how you're going to change them. Oh, Lord, I don't know how you're going to bless these finances. Oh, Lord, oh, God, I know you can do it, but, Lord, I just don't know how. We got to get out of that wavering-minded, and we got to trust God. We got to take God, his word. We got to take him for what his word says. Because like I told you, beloved, I wouldn't be sitting here on this radio program if I didn't believe there was power in prayer. He said, man should always pray and not faint. Prayer should be our first thing that we seek out, to seek God's direction for our lives. He said, if you lack wisdom, he said, ask him. If you don't know, you don't have wisdom about a situation you're going through, a trial you're going through, or something you're going through, ask God. Lord, I don't know what's going on, but Lord, I ask you to give me wisdom in this situation. He said he will give it liberally. If you are undecided or you don't know what's going on, he said ask, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith. With no doubting. Come on now, let's get this doubting out, because see, doubting is a sin. You can't have faith and doubt at the same time. You got to cast this doubt away. And you know, for years, I'll tell my testimony. I was struggling with, when I was a younger Christian in Christ, every little thing would just get evangelists just so worked up. And, you know, I had suffered with some severe depression. I'm talking the type of depression where you just want to die. I was going through something. And I remember one day on my face, I was just tired. I was so depressed, I couldn't hardly get up out of bed sometimes. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I can give you life, but you have to give this situation over to me. And I told God, I said, God, I'm tired of living like this. I'm tired of time I would get home from work, I would go to bed. Had the blinds pulled, lights out. I was that depressed. And you know what? Some of the Christians, we're some of the best play actors, because we can go to church and put on a facade, go to work. But when we get home, that depression hits you. And I asked God, I said, Lord, I don't want to live like this. I say, I got on my face before the Lord and I said, take this from me. I don't want it anymore. And that day, I remember the heaviness lifted. The heaviness, I can't explain it, but it was like a dark cloud that was over me. It just lifted off me. Do I say now that I don't go through trials? You better believe I do. But guess what? I cast it on him. I cast my trials to the Lord. I don't try to carry it no more. There's things happening in my life I don't understand it, but I say, Lord, I don't understand. I don't have wisdom in this, but I'm giving it over to you because I know you know what's best for me. Amen. He said, for let not that man suppose that he will receive anything. So see, God is telling you, if you have doubt and you don't believe, he said, you won't get anything from him. You know, and I remember I got little grandkids, and sometimes when you tell them anything and in about the scriptures or whatever, they hold on to that and they believe that. And they hold on. This is how we should be with the word of God. If God said it in his word, we should hold on to it. Say, Lord, you said my spouse, you said my children, you said my finances, you said my health, you said this would be restored to me. Lord, I'm standing on your word. Amen. My son, he posted a picture of a house we lived years ago. It was a long time ago, but we lived in a house in Illinois, and he posted it on his webpage, and the house only had 700 square feet. Well, people might say, wow, but when you talk about 700 square feet and five people living in there, That was a small house, but it was a house. And we beautified it. My husband built the porch. We were happy just to have a house. What am I saying now? But through the years, progression, we believed and trusted God. Now, God done blessed us. We're living in a resort. But because of the faith of the righteous, because we believe, we have faith in God. No, I didn't hit the lottery. No, but God just restored. He bestowed things in our lives because of our obedience, because of our faithfulness. It can happen to you. Our marriage restored. Our children is whole and restored. God said, these are promises I promise to you, but just be dedicated. Don't be wavering-minded. Don't be in and out. One thing you cannot do, saints, is be back and forth. One minute I'm going to trust God, one minute I don't. One minute I'm on fire for God, one minute I'm in the world. Make up your mind. Because he said, if you're double-minded, that thing that you're really asking him for, you're really praying about, he says you won't get anything from him. So we need to make up our mind, who to this day, whom will you serve on this day? Is it going to be God? Or is it going to be the God that's on the other side of the mountain? See, the enemy will have your mind back and forth, wavering, back and forth. And he'll have you full of anxiety. But today, we're going to break that in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. And I just wanted to say, a person that is spiritually conflicted and therefore unsettled in all his ways, the truth produces people who are stable, looking only to God for the wisdom they need, knowing that God will respond. Did you hear what I said? God will respond. He will speak to you sometimes in dreams. He will talk to you in vision. He will talk to you via word of somebody else, and he'll bring you a message. But you will know that God is speaking to you and giving you that answer that you've been praying for. So we have a caller. I think this is my friend Renee, but I'm gonna bring her in if she has something she needs to say. Hello, is this Renee?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I enjoy your programs. I just been coming back, and I also thank God for what you were saying about depression, because myself, I've struggled in the past with the depression, and you know, like sometimes there are certain things that will come, and I know certain signs that are depression, where you kind of like want to be by yourself and certain things, and I just thank God. I just thank God for just healing me in that area, even when, you know, like I said, sometimes like it'll try to come back, but I know the signs and the symptoms of it, and I know to either reach out, you know, that I need to spend more time with God, or just maybe sometimes talk to somebody else about it or whatever. But we have the victory over that. And I was, you know, years ago, I was in a I kind of struggled with depression, but not as bad, where I just didn't want to live. You know, and I got to the place where I didn't desire to live. Nothing looked good to me but death. You know what I'm saying? But I just thank God for being a healer. And I thank God for what he did for me. And so I just thank God for you, you know, just giving your testimony. That was a blessing to me.
Well, we thank the Lord for you sharing your testimony, and I can relate to that because I was so depressed, and one thing I didn't say, I would drive by the graveyard, and I would wish that I was in the graveyard. And people might say, what in your life that you want to wish for die? But you see, people don't understand that's a spirit. Depression is a spirit. And that's why when we have that, we have to have somebody with us to help us to get past that. I know they said, you know, you go to a psychiatrist. But look, I got the best remedy, Jesus Christ. God can break that off of you. And even when you feel that thing trying to rise up on you, you know, David said he encouraged himself in the word. Put some songs and praises on, and and you rebuke that thing and say, you're getting up out of here in the name of Jesus. You're not going to come back on me. Because like I said before, I know what it feels like. And some of my listening audience, you've been, and that, God gave me the word. He said this, today, he said, there's some suicidal tendencies. This depression has gotten so bad, some people is contemplating even suicide. The devil is alive. We're going to come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. So right now, we're going to begin to go into prayer. And like I said, we have our call-in number. If you have prayer, you need prayer, you have a question, you have a comment, feel free to call in. Our call-in number is 646-668-8633. I'll say it again, it's 646-668-8633. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come boldly to your throne. Lord God, because you are our Father, and we cry, Abba, Father. Because, Lord, you do hear our prayer, and you do love us. Father God, right now, if there is anything in our heart, unforgiveness that is hindering our prayers, right now, Lord God, we lay that on the altar, and we will not pick this unforgiveness up again. Yes, I know I've been hurt. Yes, I know he hurt you. Yes, I know the kid. Yes, 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 I understand the hurt. Father God, but we're releasing that hurt today because in releasing this hurt, you're opening us up to receive the blessings that you have for us. So, Lord, we release them. We're releasing them. We release her, Father God. Lord God, we're lifting our children up to you on today. Those that are wayward, those that are straddled the fence. Lord God, every teenager, I'm interceding on their behalf. Those that you know the way, you know your mom and dad has prayed for you, but you're in a state of rebellion right now. I'm speaking to this spirit of rebellion. And I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. I'm coming against this spirit of suicide, feeling unwanted, unloved, rejected. I come against you, you suicide spirit. I speak life and not death. You will live and not die. God has a work for you, and you will not, your life will not be cut short because of depression, because of rejection. I command you, suicide spirit, release them right now in the name of Jesus. And we come against right now this spirit of insecurity. Somebody has been going through some things. Even as a child, you felt like you was not really loved by your parents. But right now, God said, look, I will be a mother. I'll be a father. I'll be a sister. I'll be a brother. Whatever you need, I will be that for you. Just give it over to me. All that hurt, all that pain, turn it over to me, thus says the Lord. Today, I'm standing here with my hands stretched forward. I want you to just come and just lay in my arms. I will cuddle you. I will comfort you. The nights when you had to cry and nobody even knew it, but tears happened on your face, I will be that comforter. My Holy Spirit will go forth and comfort you. Thus says the Lord. But give it to me. Release it on this day. Because I am the miraculous. I can do everything that you ask me to do. But you have to give it over to me. And right now, we coming against, there's a lion spirit. God just spoke that in my spirit. A lion spirit that has lied and said you wouldn't be this and you would never amount to this. And I command right now, I rebuke the lies from the enemy, all those word curses, all that backbiting, all that slander. I command it to be ceased right now in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory. Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you comfort men the brokenness, men the broken heart. Oh, the mental anguish, mental. Lord God, they want to be stable. They don't want to be tossed to and fro. We come against this mental anguish right now, anxiety. I command you to cease in the name of Jesus. Release them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let their mind, give them wholeness of mind. Lord God, we speak life. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life. There will not be depression. Cease now. Now in the name of Jesus. Bring joy, Lord God. Let there be a joy of overshadows them right now. Lord God, and you see every situation. You even see the root cause of the depression, of the hurt. And we ask right now that you root out every depression, every rejection, every dysfunctionalism. I see that. There was some dysfunctionalism in these families that caused some of this depression, that caused some of this anxiety, even molestation. I come against that in the name of Jesus. Father God, I battered women. This is the depression that has contributed because you've been battered. God said, release on today because I have it. I have already taken it. Just give it to me. You have to release it. He has already done what he needs to do on the cross. Just give it over to him. The spirit, I'm sensing there's some kind of financial problems that are bringing about depression as well. We come against that poverty spirit. I don't know if it's been several generations of poverty. I don't know if there's a family, but something is connected to that family of poverty that brings about depression. And we come against poverty spirit in the name of Jesus. You will not plague this family any longer. You will release this family so whatever they put their hands to do, it will be blessed. We rebuke every generational curse that has been spoken over this family in the name of Jesus, that they will prosper. They will have the things that they need to provide for their family in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and we thank you for provision. Lord God, we thank you for giving them the desires of their heart in righteousness. Lord God, and we just give you all the praise for this, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are activating our faith. You tell us faith without works is dead. So on today, Father God, we're activating our faith. We're believing, Lord God. We're trusting you, Lord God, and we are expecting the miraculous. We are expecting the healing in the body, healing mentally but physically. Cancer, we rebuke the spirit of cancer. Somebody is dealing with some cancerous cells, and we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. Cancer, you will dry up from the root out. We root it out right now in the name of Jesus. Hypertension, diabetes. We come against that right now. Heart condition. Lord, let your healing virtue go to them right now and begin to heal. Heal, total healing. Let the fire of God permeate their being where they will feel the warmth, the fire, Lord God. And we just believe according to your Holy Spirit that it is already done. Father God, we know that you're all powerful. We know that you can do anything. So right now, Lord God, we lift these diseases. We ask that you take them from each and everyone that is listening to my voice on today. We are expecting miraculous healings. Lord God, you said these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will heal the sick. And if they should drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. So, Lord God, we are believing, according to your word, Father God, that disease will be healed. Financial situations will be restored. Marriages will be restored. And those that you don't approve, they will be annihilated. Canceled. Because you're not a God of confusion. How can two walk together except they agree? So right now, Father God, we are lifting up the marriages. We are lifting up the relationships. And Lord God, we ask that you bring wisdom in those situations. And if you're not part of that situation, Lord God, we ask that you dissolve it. Lord God, because you said, put no other God before me. And if we put a spouse, children, money, financial careers before you, then that is an idol. And Lord, we don't want any idols before you. So Lord God, right now we cast down every idol that we have placed above you, and we're going to seek your face on today. We're going to seek your face for direction. Not of our own merit, not of our own strength, but Father, we're releasing it on today. We're giving it over to you today. We will not pick it up again. And we're giving it over to you, Father God. And Lord God, we thank you that you are God that answers prayer. You did it for Israel, children of Israel. You'll do it for us. You never change. You say, my word stays the same. And Lord God, we are living witnesses on today. You have done it in my life numerous times, over and over and over again. And if David said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough because I know what you have done in my life. And Lord God, we ask as a point of contact to my listening audience, we touching and agreeing that these things that we have asked in Jesus' name, that it will be accomplished and complete. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we love you. Amen. And we just so honored. You know, God is so good. And like I said, we have some things up before the Lord. We're praying that God, you know, we're looking at some buildings, and, you know, God, we have a vision, a big vision, but God is saying, you know, right now this is the platform. We had a place where we were meeting, but that particular center, it closed up. So right now we're just seeking the Lord. And this has been on our prayer request, that God open some doors and give us favor. When we go in and inquire about this building we're looking at, that we get favor. Amen? Because we don't want any debt. So, God, I'm believing God that he could just give us a clean bill and say, hey, you just move this in. You know, where I'm staying at now, it was a miraculous journey how we got this house. Because the banker said we didn't even qualify. They said we didn't have enough income. When we, right at closing, they stepped away. They canceled the closing. And for 3 months, I said, Lord, I give it over to you. If you want us to have a house, then we'll have a house. And do you know, after I gave it over to the Lord, 3 months later, the bank called us and said, we got somebody that we could get you some finances. So, see, that's the kind of God I serve. My whole life has been miraculous because it hasn't been because we had such a good job. I tell you, the first house we bought, I think my husband was making $6 an hour, and I was making, like, maybe he was making $7, and I think I was making $6 an hour. And the Lord blessed us to get a brand new house from the ground up. It was built from the ground up. And guess what? Add to that, we was on a chapter 13. So you can't tell me that God, he works miracles. And I'm going to live testimony that our life has been miraculous. That's why I say it's not by our own hand that we boast. It's not that I could say, hand, you have, thou hast done well. Because it hasn't been my own hand. It's been the hand of God over our lives. So today, beloved, this is all God said. He said, if you make a decision that I will no longer be wavering back and forth, back and forth. I'm going to be dedicated to God. Because I've had to tell you, when you're dedicated to God, there is nothing God will not do in your life. You're talking about provision? God will give you provisions and you won't even know where they're coming from. Super, I'm talking, look, I'm telling you, supernatural provision. He just dropped $4,000 in my account maybe about 8 months, 6 months ago. I didn't have a job, but the Lord blessed me with $4,000 that I didn't even know where it came from. So see, what you do for, only what you do for Christ will last. God take care of his own. I'm here to tell you. So you don't have to fret. Don't feel dismayed. Because the minute you turn it over to God on today, I will give your prayer. Well, we got 90 seconds. We get ready to go off the air. But be sure to join us tomorrow. We're going to have a powerful program. Our sister Charlene Ray, she's coming, you know, speaking on sex trafficking. So join us tomorrow. I love you. This is the Voice of the Evangelist signing off. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Love you.